folks, this brew has been brought by The Ag Brew. You can get information by going to
theagbrew.com.
Make sure that you go check out some of the solutions that they're brewing. Get you some.
This is number three, and we are trying to make this quick transition into understanding how the forges of fire have got you to the place where we ended up meeting, and you were motivated to create a show getting some of the great solutionaries of our business on it. She started a show called the Car Biz Leaders, and I was so blessed to be on it, and we had a great time, great conversation. So what was it that made you want to start that for our industry?
Well, let me just tell you this. That was like 3 years in the making. Okay. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, like I write my goals list every day, okay? And some things, like, they come to fruition right away, and some things take up a lot of time. So, like, for me, like, starting Car Biz Leaders Live came to, like, all right, like, marinating. Well, I know I need to do video because this is what I should be doing, and this is the way of the future, and this is what I should do, but I was scared out of my mind. Scared. I mean, I can sell. I can do a lot of things. What am I going to talk about? And so, you know, when it did come together, it came together very quickly because I had already been kind of marinating on it. But I had talked to 2 years prior, I had talked to El Patron, and he's like, you need to get out there and do more videos. One or two out there of me, like, talking, or like one or two of me at the auction, but nothing consistent, nothing like professional, nothing like the show is developing into, you know. So my business coach Ken Walls, God bless that man, and he has, and you guys might want to check him out too, he does like, he helps people with like their podcasts, right? So he has all these tips and tricks and everything, and great ways to kind of help people who are interested in doing shows like this get better, you know. And so he has been instrumental in helping me, and his book is great, and he's just an overall great person to have in my life. And he really just came to me at a time when I was very low in my company, and I was struggling, and I didn't know if I wanted to like go on anymore. I was like ready to just like throw in the towel. And he kind of like lifted me up out of that, quadrupled my business. And then I started Car Biz Leaders Live because he was like, well, why don't you just, because I'm like, I don't know what to say. You know, I could talk about logistics, but everybody hates talking about logistics anyway. It's sort of like the afterthought. People want to talk about themselves, the cars. You know, things that are going to bring them value, right? Not just me talking about my business, but really helping people kind of get to the next level with their lives. And so there's a lot of great car people that are doing amazing things. I know a lot of us follow Grant Cardone, and he's amazing and one of my first mentors. And so these, like, it's just a culmination of things that we have to do every single day to get us to that point. But when I started it, I had some great people on talking about the car business. I'm still continuing to bring amazing people like yourself, Lou. And Fred, I'll definitely have you on too because you got great energy. But I really want to help people become like more successful because, and also in turn, you know, while I'm interviewing these people, ask things that like you know, there's no school for the car business, right? You kind of have to go out and figure it out on your own. And so talking to people who are running the show, who are leading the pack, who are out there doing it every single day, like, those are meaningful to me. Like, I haven't always been the best boss, you know? Sometimes I'm my nickname sometimes is the slave driver. I know, it's terrible. Or my mom has like these, we call them Connie-isms because she mixes words up, you know? So she'll like, for example, like Kentucky Fried Chicken is like Fry Tucky. But so, so he calls me the dominatrix, you know? So it, or or sometimes short for The Matrix. So just The Matrix. That's what my nickname is for my mom sometimes, because, you know, I work really hard and I expect people to work really hard around me. And that's not always reality, right? Like, this is my show. I like live and die by this stuff. I am completely obsessed and only want to talk about it. And so anytime that you're talking about something that, you know, it's just me growing up and not becoming selfish anymore. But at the end of the day, you know, it just took a lot to make this happen. So, you know, it was, once I started doing it, it becomes less and less anxious for me. But I still get like butterflies in my stomach every time I go on camera. I always wonder, sometimes I jumble up my words like my mom does. Sometimes I forget the question that I was asked or I was asking. I can't put my thoughts together. There's all kinds of things that go.
Oh, can we relate?
Internet goes out. You know, there's all kinds of things that go wrong, but you just kind of go with the flow and just keep
brewing solutions, you know?
That's what doing it, you know? So that's it. That's
cheers awesome. To you, Rachel.
Thank that's you so much.
We understand that path that you went through. We've been through it ourselves. You know, we were just as nervous as you were, we are too, you know, and that's just something mm-hmm. that we all go through. But that's with that feeling of nervousness, anxiety, that's another thing. That's a why for me. I love that feeling. I love yeah. having, I love having that unknown feeling. Like, is this going to be mm-hmm. good or is it not? But then, and then when you're done with it, you realize it was good. Right. That was actually pretty darn, you know, impressive. I didn't think I could do something like that, which right. like you said, it makes it easier every time. And the growth is, yeah, you've had some great people on your show. I've watched a lot of your clips. I've seen a lot mm-hmm. of your videos and, you know, having Lou, that's been your best guest so far. But no, you do a great job. We understand that ask the questions and you start talking and you forget where you're at. You're like, okay, what was that whole about? I've been that. I've started rambling and then realized, like, what was I even talking about? So you know what I'm talking about, Rachel.
And I'll be sitting there just watching him, right?
Yeah,
he's just saying stuff and I'm like, this is awesome. And then he was like, where were we talking about? I'm like, I have no idea, man. That was great.
I'll look at him like, please save me because I don't know where I'm at right now, Lou. I don't know why I'm talking about this anymore.
Reel me in.
Yeah, exactly.
Where was I going with that? And that happens. And then I think, you know, there's an insecurity behind that. Like, well, you know, people don't care. They don't even notice what we notice.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. Just we're our own worst critics, and you always will be. And I think that the imperfections is what makes these shows good.
And you know, genuine.
When you they make them real, because people don't want to see perfect people all the time. We're not perfect, you know. And that's the idea. It's like the coolest part about being a human being is not being perfect. Because you having the errors in life really make it interesting. Having the things that you don't know make you want to keep growing, you know. Because if you knew everything and we are all perfect, then it would just be boring. You know, so it's cool to have those opportunities to have growth, have those opportunities to mess up and then still bounce back and realize it wasn't that big of a deal. Because messing up, like we talked about earlier, it's essential for growth. It really is. You have to go through those things. So
I think the hardest part for me overall has just been the people that I've loved and lost and have, you know, that for me, like everybody is my family. And so when it doesn't work out, that I think was probably my biggest regret sometimes, you know, is that you lose some people along the way. You know, not everybody's going to come on the journey with you, you know, and I think that from some people are, like my family's on the journey, like they're in it to win it and they're coming with me and we're going, you know, some people aren't, so... I think that for me has always been a struggle. So I'm always learning how to deal better with people, you know.
And I think that's a constant growth thing that where we keep ourselves encouraged that the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. That as soon as we feel as though we're so inflated like a balloon, right? So completely inflated like a balloon. The balloon looks its absolute best when it's filled all the way open. But when you feel as though you're perfect right at that time, and then you get popped. right? Then you're very vulnerable to getting exploded, right? If you blow, I mean, I remember just blowing up balloons or the lotto, I'll tell the guys, hey, that balloon is a little bit too blown up. It's going to get outside. It's going to experience a little bit of heat and it's going to explode. You know what I mean? And that's something that we often find ourselves dealing with in a constant effort to grow, but understanding that that if we don't approach life knowing that there is no box for our thoughts, our ideas, and our dreams, we don't need to shove them inside of something and keep them closed off, but remain open to not just ours, but those of many other people. You know what I mean? I'm sure that each of all of us have been part of the dreams come true inside of other people's lives. And there's a piece of it that where I appreciate that I've had Fred here with me through these events, these laughs that I've had through life, these pains that I've had through life. I've had a brother next to me that I've been able to say, you know, I couldn't imagine having to come through life and not having that brother next to me, or that sister, that mentor, or that one friend. You know what I mean? These are the valuable things that if we ever close off, we don't have room to bring people into our life. And if we don't have room to bring people into our life, well, we can't grow. Now, some people we might grow maybe not, and I hate to say above, but inside of, like, if I look at my field, you know, there's a tree that's this high and there's a tree that's this high, right? They're all still part of the same woods or forest, right? But they grow to different levels, reaching towards the light. And at one time, that big tree was at or below the level of grass. And you know, and they, you know, hey, we're at the same level. We're right here. We're doing what we're doing. But I'm actually created to do something a little different. My seed is a little different, and I'm going to continue to grow way up. And but no matter what, we're still all here together. You know what I mean? And growing. So that's exciting. It's inspirational. Sorry, you're getting me all pumped up and motivated. And we've got to get on to question number four.
Fourth question. So it kind of leads into that. You've talked about some of your mentors. You know, you said one of your very first ones was Grant Cardone. Obviously, that's a huge name in, when it comes to sales, automotive sales. Now he's ventured out into real estate and much more. He's becoming a huge mogul now. Him and his wife, they do a great job helping each other, promote each other. And then you talked about a few other people. El Patron told you to do more videos. If you, out of all the mentors, and I'm not going to ask you to pick one, right? Because I usually ask, hey, who was your biggest influence? That's one of my favorite questions to ask. But you've kind of already mentioned a few of them, to include, what was the gentleman's name that you mentioned a minute ago that helped you?
I got a couple people, but I got a couple. Tommy Detweiler, Ken Walls, Cunningham. Who else has mentioned me? Steve Brewster. Lots of people. My dad. You know, sometimes my mom, you know, a lot of people, a ton of my
friends
helped me up, but, Grant Cardone has been a big one, listening to Sean Hayes. Sometimes I listen to Melissa Burrow. There's a couple of people in my outer circle. I mean, there is no school for car business. So you go.
No, we should start the car.
That's it. You reach for it and you look for it. But there's plenty of people out there willing to give information. So the question I'm going to ask you is, out of all the people and all the tips that you've been given, what's the biggest tip that you have been given by, it doesn't matter who gave it to you, but what is the biggest tip? And if you want to name the person, but what is the biggest tip that helped you grow to where you were able to be who you are now?
Well, Tommy introduced me, said, you got to watch Grant Cardone. So, and he's always been somebody who's really helped me through a lot of tough times, good times, all that stuff. But before I went to work on a commission-only job, right, I never worked commission-only before. I mean, it was scary as shit for me. So before I get started, I'm watching a video on Grant Cardone, and he said to stop worrying about the number, like the number that people give you, and try to find out what you're truly capable of. Like, seek your own potential. What is my potential? And, you know, and I didn't, like, I provide for my family. Like, my husband, God bless him, does the noble profession. But like, that's my job. My job is to provide for the family. And so, seeking my own potential, what am I truly capable of? How much can I really, where can I go? And then along the way, like Chad and Steve kept busting my bubbles of what I thought was a lot. Okay. So as, and then sometimes like Frank Crinity will bust my bubbles of what I think is a lot. Cause a lot of times people are like, oh, I sold 20 cars today. And that's a lot. And yeah, that's a lot of cars, you know, but can you sell 100? Can you sell 500? You know, can you sell 1,000? And it's just busting your, what, busting your bubbles of what is possible. Right. And seeking your own potential. What am I truly capable of? How can I take this even further? How can I push myself even higher? You know, because at the end of the day, like, yeah, we all grow, but then sometimes we come to like a plateau, right? Mm-hmm. And that plateau is scary. My plateau is low for what I would like, you know, like where I get scared, like this is too much, you know, and having to kind of bust through that and how am I going to take it to the next level? And that's all about trying to find what I'm truly capable of and seeking my own potential. So I tell my crew that all the time, like find out what you're truly capable of. What happens if you just really focus on your goals, put your blinders on, like you guys say, and just don't let anything stop you, you know? And when I did that, I started crushing it.
Boom. That's what's up.
So
that's awesome.
It's great words of advice. And I honestly believe that that is the key because I talk about it a lot too. You know, the blinders, all that stuff's very important. But the real only competition you truly have is with yourself, right? And you mentioned that. And it's how, what is the max that I can do? And the thing is that if you look at every single day and if you wake up, you have a daily plan. I do the same thing. I have a daily plan. I have daily gratitude. I do all this stuff. I write a lot. I have a journal. I do everything that I can to keep me motivated. But those things, they really work. When you have a plan and you start doing these things, you start realizing, hey, I just got to do a little bit more than I did yesterday. I don't have to do a whole lot more than I did yesterday. But if I did, can I do a lot more than I did yesterday? Great. But I'm satisfied if I just do a little bit better. I don't want to decrease my productivity. I want to increase my productivity.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to. And that's kind of like what I've learned recently is sometimes like you've got to decrease your, because yeah. It just gets, maybe you need to reorganize it or just take a step back and look at it from a different perspective. But sometimes decreasing productivity is also a way to increase your growth sometimes.
True. That's a true. Great point, Rachel. Seriously, that's
there's
great.
So many things that get on the list that you can get frustrated about that you didn't get to the chance to knock off. And then it transfers to the next day. And then it transfers to the next day. And you didn't find the physical time, the desire, the motivation, the inspiration, whatever it was, the thing was, right? You didn't make it to the hardware store to go get the one thing that you need for that one project. Whatever it is that has been the intentional thing you wanted to do. Actually make the upgrade to the to a newer phone, to a newer program, to having that one training, whatever it is, whatever the thing is that you put on your list, reaching out to that customer, sending out that card, right? Making that one extra phone call. Sometimes those things that you put onto the list don't get on there and you get to the next day weighted down by what you feel like you didn't do, right? And that could be crippling if you don't actually find the peace in understanding, all right, let me just forgive myself for not hitting that today. And let me actually focus on what I can focus on. The key thing about you becoming so motivated at being better than yourself is that you're not worried about the other person's next to you, the other person's growth next to you. You're worried about where it is that you can get better. And sometimes where it is that you get better is helping the person next to you get better. You know what I mean? It's actually taking the time to give to somebody else something that's made you successful. You've jumped into this car business and been brewing solutions, but you're also coming to the table saying, hey, let's get other people all around the country that want to do the same thing, that have more knowledge than what I have. I can share what I have, but I would love for other people to have something that other people are using to be successful too. And yeah, you're definitely pioneering a great path. Technology is doing that for us. But inside of that, there again, and we'll talk about it till we're blue in the face, there's a forging. There's a beating that life is giving us, but it is creating something beautiful. We're inside of a great time in our life right now. These years of our life, we still have a lot of growing and a lot of a lot of depositing to do, right? A lot of getting great information from people, but at the same time, being able to take in the new class and say, run with us. You know what I mean? Right. Let us show you how this is going to be able to work. You know what I mean? And it's an exciting time for us all to be in. Rachel, I'm so excited that you are here with us. So I'm going to go ahead and make the next bridge and flow to our last question on the five liner, numero cinco.
Five.
So, Rachel.
$5.
Rachel, what has it been inside of all of these experiences? You just bought a new home.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You got an awesome trail of success that is behind you and up to this point right now. So, just like you asked me, Miss Car Gal, sister, right? What has been your greatest reward in all of that?
You know, I think my greatest reward is that, you know, like, I'm alive and things are, like, I feel like I'm becoming more of who I am every single day. And I'm not as insecure as I once was. And my greatest reward is just, it's not necessarily all times the material stuff. It's just
right,
looking back and seeing, oh my gosh, like I did all this. And then just sharing that with the world, you know, like at the end of the day, I just want other people around me to be successful. And just grow things. And I really don't believe that, like, I believe that we can do anything we set our minds to, you know, maybe not everything all at once, but, you know, we can do a lot here. And so that's just my greatest reward, and being around my family and being alive and here in the present moment with you guys and just, continuing to grow. So keep growing. I love that.
Yep.
And get a little closer with God and just be thankful every single day that I'm alive and successful. And we live in America where we can create our own destiny. And, you know, you can't beat that. Think your own thoughts. Have blessings. So love
That's
it.
Awesome. So if I am to interpret this correctly, what I'm hearing out of you is so solutionary language. It's such a language of solutionary, right? Which I believe is the culture that is being created, especially in the land of solutions, which is where Car Guy Coffee is trying to set up shop.
That's
And so if I'm,
we are the official coffee of the land of solutions.
That's right.
I love it.
And I believe that what you're saying is your greatest reward has been your legacy of growth up to this point, that it's not just something that made it to where you are now, but it's something that's enduring going forward. The wows that you want to see in your child's face are going to be expressed inside of the wows in your grandchildren's face, right? Or and many, many from there going. So this legacy of growth is such a great reward. And I honor that. I appreciate that. Thank you for just keeping it real with a couple of car guys. What a car gal.
Yes.
You're awesome.
You are awesome.
You are awesome.
I do. Thank you. I really do. I'll take more. No,
but she, I mean, again, we'll pour out as much as we can into this brew, but I want to make sure that inside of this, that it's not just Rachel, folks, and you all that are listening, you're never going to be Rachel. You're never going to beat Rachel at being Rachel, right?
Yeah.
She is her own brew.
She is
authentic. And it's getting better with every day, right? Just like us, where every time I make a cup of coffee, I want to make it just a bit better than the last cup, just a little bit better than the last cup, right? And so with that, she's doing that. But you can do it too.
All of us can do it too.
All of you can continue to grow. And understand that no matter how low it gets, the only reason that you notice that it's low would be a should be a highlight that there is a way higher place that you can get to. And in the life of a mountain climber or in the flock of flyers, we are people that are constantly going to new heights. But sometimes you have to come down, get into the nest, tuck away, rest, find it easy. And when it's time to head out again, forgive, focus, and fly.
That's right.
To where it is that you dream. And,
and then dab it.
And then put a dab on it. You got, when you get there, you're dancing, right? When you get there, you're excited. And that's what I love. That's why I've loved her show. When I saw her, saw episodes before, she had music going. She was bumping. She was jumping, trying to get it going. And I was like, that's, she's got to be drinking Car Guy coffee. I mean, for real.
I'm drinking the coffee, gentlemen, and I love you guys. And honestly, you have the best energy, I swear to God. And you always bring the light. And I think at the end of the day, like, that's what people want. People want to laugh. They want to smile. They want to be happy. They want to get better.
Yes.
And nobody wants to, you know, there's so much negativity out there, whether it's true or whether it's not true. It's all not nice, you know. And so, you know, we just got to focus on what's going to, what we want to grow in our gardens, you know.
That's right. Come on, say that.
I love it.
Yes, and coffee and friends and all good Disney and you know, all those good things that we do to enjoy life, you know. And when I'm in Kentucky, I got to come by.
Yeah, for sure. Yes. Yes, and I'm sure that we're going to meet up at whatever events actually help us cross our physical paths together. But I am grateful that the God that created all of the universe, everything, found a way for us to find a way to find each other, to brew solutions so that we can make better things happen inside of the world that we are exposed to. Yes. You're an incredible solutionary.
Yes, you are.
Rachel, and Rachel, we're excited to see great things coming. Everybody that doesn't know where this brew came from, this brew has been brewed by Think Ad Group.
That's
and
right.
You can get information about Think Ad Group by going
www.thinkadgroup.com.
Get you some of that. There's true solutionaries that are out there. And if this conversation over a cup of coffee didn't get you to start thinking about different ways that you can actually grow, well, guess what you probably need to do? Well, listen to it again.
One more time.
I love it. I love it. I can't wait. I'm going to share it out, guys. I appreciate you so much. Just send me the links and all the stuff, then I will get it going. And if you ever need anything, let me know. I'm here to help.
Oh, appreciate it.
Same way.
We're going to be called.
Vice versa. Yes. We are part. We are one family now.
We are part of the royal family.
Yes. I feel like royalty now.
We're part of a kingdom.
So you're in it, and let's do this anytime. Even if it's subprime, we can do it anytime.
Oh!